In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Legan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
You will never, never change.
You will never, ever change.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. You redeem the saints.
You will never.
You will never, ever change.
Lift your hands everywhere.
Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord.
The presence of God is so strong in this place.
God for an encounter tonight.
Everybody lift your voice. Ask him for an encounter tonight. Whether you are online or you are on ground. The God we serve is a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Far above what we can ask or think. Ask him tonight for an encounter. Do something new. Change my story. Elevate me. Increase me. Embrace me. Something mighty. Something glorious. Holy Ghost, do it again. Just keep praying. Do it again in my life. Open my eyes,
hey,
to see Jesus seated upon the throne.
Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we have come tonight. Do not pass us by. We have come for an encounter. We have come to experience your power, your presence. We've come to touch your grace tonight. Oh, may our lives never be the same. May our lives never be the same. May our lives truly never be the same. To see Jesus,
Aya, Aya, Baba,
seated above, he's seated above.
Name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Try it again. In Jesus' name we pray. That's the kind of response I need from you this night. The power of God is here. I know it. I know when God comes in a place. And I know that somebody's life is about to be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:57. We're going to pray. Tonight is more of a prayer service. That's why we called it a night of victory. One of the strongest forces in the world is prayer. With prayer, you can change anything. 1 Corinthians 15:57, please. I want us to read it on the screen together at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. May this night be your night of victory. May every unsettled situation in your life be settled once and for all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray? The reason why it is a joy to pray about everything in your life is because we serve a God that answers prayer. There are some other gods that can answer some prayers. But the God that we serve, the Bible says in Psalm 65 verse 2, O thou that hears prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. In other words, even the unbeliever knows that God hears prayer. That's why they seek him in time of trouble. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. In everything by prayer. In everything by prayer. You pray about everything. Are we here? You pray about how many things? Everything. Your prayer stops when you leave the earth. Even when Jesus was about to die, the last thing that came out of his mouth was a prayer. He said, Lord, receive my spirit. Even to transcend into the greater side of your eternal life and victory, which is heaven, it takes prayer to translate. And tonight, everything that has been a hindrance in your life is falling down. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The first prayer point we are going to pray before we sit down, because we'll pray severally. Then we'll sit down. Then once in a while I'm preaching, I'll tell you to stand up to pray. Please behave like a soldier this night. Is that true? Yes, when I say stand up, you jump up. You don't stand up like an old person. I don't know if I prayed more than I slept, or I slept more than I prayed this week. But I know I prayed. And I saw visions of this service long before the service. And what I saw was that some of you, before miracle service, your miracle would have been in your hands. Amen. Now, if you truly believe that, when I say pray, you pray with everything inside of you. Are you hearing me? There's no way you make a desperate prayer that it doesn't show around you. There are times to do quiet prayers. There are times to be radical. There are times for you to be militant. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence. Jesus said it, not a prophet. Jesus said it, that this is how the kingdom of God operates. It operates with force. So everything that you must take that belongs to you, you will take it how? By force. You receive it by faith, you take it by force. Did you hear what I said? You receive it how? By faith. You take it how? You receive it how? You take it how? Put that. That's the new hashtag to this today. Luke chapter 3 verse 22. Verse 21 rather. The Bible says, after Jesus had been baptized, the heavens, while he prayed, the heavens opened. While he prayed,
not just because he was baptized. While he prayed, the heavens opened. This night, the heavens will open over somebody's destiny. The opening of the heavens is symbolic for a divine visitation. Every time the heavens open over the life of a man, there is a visitation from above that leaves a mark on the life of that man, that the power of God has truly encountered him. I want you to repeat after me. This is the first prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shout it again.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
You can do better.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
As I pray,
I declare,
let the heavens be opened over my life.
Be opened over my destiny.
In the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Let the heavens be open over my life. I declare, let this be my night of open heavens, my night of divine visitation, my night of open heavens. As I pray, as I cry, as I lift my voice, let the heavens be open.
Let the heavens be open.
Are you ready to pray this night? I don't do chamo. It's prayer I pray. Psalms 102 verse 3. You see, when you pray, it's good to pray within the boundaries of the word of God. Prayer is simply discovering what the word of God says concerning you and enforcing it, insisting on it. When God hears his word coming out of you by prayer, he is compelled to do it. I showed you a scripture last week, Isaiah 64 verse 4. It says, since the beginning of the world, he said, men have not heard, perceived with the ear or eyes seen, a God that acts for those who wait for him. God will arise for somebody today. In the name of Jesus. Sorry, verse 2. There's just one place there. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me. My interest is this last part of the verse. In the day that I call, answer me speedily. How should he answer you? How many of you believe that before this night is over, certain testimonies will break out? Listen, Jesus said, if it was not so, I would have told you. If I've not experienced it, I will not tell you. In the day that I call, answer me how? Say, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father.
Oh God, my Father.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Answer me speedily.
Answer me speedily.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now open your mouth and pray. Whatever the burden is, whatever crisis situation, whatever request, whatever pain, whatever cry, as I pray, answer me speedily, answer me speedily. In the day that I call, answer me speedily, answer me speedily. Just one more prayer and then we'll sit down briefly. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 3, listen, we are going to deal with some forces this night. How many of you pray warfare prayer? I've said it before, that wherever you are in life is a summation of the victories that you have attained from the battles you have fought. You are an expression of your battles. So if your life is not showing any sign of victories, that means you've fought so many battles, but you've not laid hold on your victory in Christ. And if where you are is somewhere admired by people, that means you have had more victories in the battles. And I hope you know that the Christian life is a life of warfare. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race and I've kept the faith. One third of the Christian life is warfare. It is by warfare that you lay hold of everything that God has designed for you. Not just laying hold on it, but laying hold of it at the right time. Because timing is important on it. Zechariah chapter 3, the Bible says that Joshua the high priest was standing before God, before the angel of the Lord. And the Bible says that Satan was there resisting him. Joshua was the high priest, the one who was to stand and intercede on behalf of an entire nation of Israel, the covenant nation, God's covenant people.
a high priest anointed and consecrated by God, yet there was a force that resisted him. Some of you have been praying, and the Lord told me this week that there are forces that have resisted your prayers. It's time to deal with it. Do you believe what I'm telling you? That's the reason why sometimes you add fasting to prayer, where you keep praying and certain things are not opening. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out except by prayer. If there were no resisting force, then there will be no need for that. Are you ready to pray? But every force that has resisted you, whether it is the force of witchcraft, whether it is the force of your ancestry, whether it is the force of the territory that you are in, whether it is the forces of the principalities and powers hanging above, it must give way from your life. Your amen is sick. I said it must give way from your life. Say after me, every power resisting my advancement, the Lord rebuke you. Because that's what the angel said. The angel said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. When there are forces that seem to be stronger than you, you need to learn how to invoke. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The angel didn't say, Satan, go away. He said, the Lord. It was a contest of powers. You know, the Bible says spiritual wickedness that is where? In high places. And of all, the chief of all was Satan. So the angel knew better. He said, the Lord rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked out of fire? In other words, the angel was telling Satan that all of the crisis this guy has gone through has purged him of certain things and has qualified him to enter his new season. So why are you still resisting him? That's the meaning of that. Because the fire there speaks of affliction. Do you understand? So some of you, you've gone through a season of crisis. God has tested you and tried you, and it's time for you to be elevated. But Satan is insisting that you will remain where you are. But I come representing the Most High, that every devil that stands to resist you must give way this night. Amen. I said they must give way this night. Say after me, every power resisting my prayers,
resisting my advancement,
the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Every force, every demonic resistance, around my life, resisting my prayers, the Lord rebuke you. Father, we thank you tonight. Grant us grace. Let there be a release of the angelic in this place.
Let the counsel of heaven respond to the prayers of your children. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat briefly. Now unto the Lamb upon the throne
we raise the sound. We raise the sound.
For you are God and God alone.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
For you are God and God alone.
Alleluia.
There's nobody
like you, Lord.
Lift your voice and say,
oh, 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 oh.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody like you, Lord.
And we're crying. First Timothy chapter 1. I want to speak briefly tonight on warring with prophecies. Warring with prophecies. And I will show you tonight six things that can hinder the prophecy over the life of a man. And we are going to attack all these six. Hey, God. Before this night is over, somebody will get a phone call.
Yeah.
A phone call that will give birth to a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, God said I should correct myself. Phone calls that will give birth to miracles. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Please, is there anybody with a son name like Yusuf? If there is anybody like that, just let me know. Yusuf. 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 Son name, Yusuf. Come, I'll look for the person I'm looking for. Actually, I'm looking for a lady. And Yusuf. Are you people connected? All of you? So God came for your family. Is there anybody here that is not in the family?
Yusuf. Okay, Yusuf.
Two of them.
Yusuf. Yusuf. Okay. I want to pray. Let me pray for this family first. Just separate yourself because something is about to shift for you. Help me with this, please. Something is about to just separate. I'll pray for all of you, but something is about to shift. Now, you see, this is what happens when there is enormous prayer. The spirit of prophecy is provoked. All right? This is just a question. I don't know whether this Yusuf or that Yusuf or any of this Yusuf there, but you have something to do with Janet. You have something to do with somebody with the name Janet. You have something to do with the name, a lady, Janet, who is like Janet. Somebody, I'm seeing somebody who is kind of dark in complexion. Who?
My niece.
Your niece,
yes, sir.
Is Janet.
Yes, sir.
Dark.
Yes, sir.
Come, stand here. Now, this family, I want you to lift your hands. Mommy, is this your mother? Oh, this is the mother? Okay. You are one of them?
Firstborn, yes.
Oh, you are the firstborn?
Yes, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
You're married?
Yes, sir.
You know what God told me? Beginning from this year.
Yes.
1 year, one marriage.
Amen.
1 year, one marriage.
Amen.
1 year, one marriage.
Amen.
Father, I stretch my hands towards them. Every power that has held the destinies of people in this family, I crush it now. I crush it now. And I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the word of the Lord be fulfilled over your life. In the helper, in the name of Jesus. That's what the Lord said. 1 year, one marriage. 1 year, one marriage. Madam, come. God is about to favor you. Which mic is? Help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you walking?
Yes.
I see a promotion coming for you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
It's your mic.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see a promotion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please, who worked? I'm seeing something that has to do with agriculture. Who is working a place, something that has to do with agro, something like that? You are working in a place that has to do with agriculture. You're an organization that whatever they do there is agro related. Who is the person? Huh?
Sashi.
Huh? Let me hear you. Yes.
Then I also used to supply agro things. To
you used to
supply
agro.
Yes.
You used to supply.
Yes. Yes.
Can you clap for Jesus? Is it guess? Is this? Can you call this guessing? God is about to favor you, man. Thou shall arise. What's your name?
Jamila.
Jamila.
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Jamila, because the time of favor has come. Okay, take the mic away. Just come. Just stand there. I'm going to pray for you. I see an opening coming for you. Two, actually. I see a rise coming in your job. I see a rise coming, like you are going up. Then I see another opening for you, because this is like a mail you are receiving. And I see a new job opening for you. And God says He's shifting you to the realm of millions. Are you hearing me? Do you still do business? You will meet an allergy. Hear me. What is it? You were told what? You were told by who? That you will meet an allergy.
Yes.
By who? Who told you? God told you. You will meet an allergy, and something will come out from that meeting that will shift you to your realm of millions. I pray for her, and I pray for anybody that is ready to receive the grace for financial explosion. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you are still waking up. You are not yet in church. You are still in your house. I pray you don't wake up when we are done with the service. Amen. This lady with glasses, the one wearing black, whatever you do, remind me that I need to talk to you. I saw a light shining on you. Whatever you do, if I'm about to come down for you and I've not called you, look, come and grab my clothes. I have to, yay! Who is? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Look at me, my dear. Who is related to you with a name that starts with the letter H?
Hope.
Who is Hope?
It's my cousin.
It's your cousin. Good. I want to talk to you. It's not about Hope. That was just a confirmation. I just saw H around you. You know that things God revealed in prophecy, it's not the prophecy. It's just to confirm that what you are saying is true. I was praying on Friday, and after I finished praying around about close to 3 p.m., when I stood up, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and asked me, what is today's date? I said, 24th. He told me, he said, today is 1 year exactly since I started speaking to you about the election. I told you, it was 24th February last year that God started talking. And to show you that it was not a mistake, the day after is the elections. That means, I don't care what you say, everything that I say, anything I say, I believe it. You know, the thing with the prophet is, the prophet just says it as he sees it or as he hears it. But it just always happens to be right. So it's left for you to believe. Now, I may not prophesy to everybody, but every time I'm giving a prophetic word to somebody, I want you to catch it with everything that is in you. If you need to shout an amen, you can shout and catch. Because I've seen people steal prophecies from others. Are you hearing me? Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. Father, bless this family. All of you come one by one. Let me just lay hands on you. Father, bless them. In the name of Jesus. You are about to enter into serious money. Serious money. Serious money. And God said it will make up for the losses that has been incurred in the past.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wait, how many children do you have?
Three. Yes, sir.
I'm seeing something happening around your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Are you pregnant?
No.
We're going to pray against fibroid.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
I saw black, like an X-ray. Have you seen an X-ray? Yeah, that just saw something like that.
I'm
saw
a
something.
Black.
Eh?
I'm a radiograph.
Okay. So, but let's talk to you now.
Yes, daddy.
Aside from confirming that you're a radiographer,
yes, daddy.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
They will not say that there is anything growing in your womb.
Amen.
And whatever God has not planted is uprooted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Father, thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for a release. In the name of Jesus. Are you in school?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Meet me after the service. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for Mama.
Thank you, Jesus.
God will strengthen your health.
Amen.
You will see your children's children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we celebrate Jesus? All of this. I'm trying to be very fast because of time. Yes. Who are the Yusufs? What did I say about you? Janet is your niece.
Yes,
come, I want to pray for you. Well, this family, I know your family. But believe me when I tell you, your time has come. Did you hear what I said? Your time has come. And in the name of Jesus, from today, may every door that opens for your progress and for your rising remain open. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Janet. We rebuke affliction. Both for the child and the mother, we rebuke affliction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And give the husband a better job. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at me. Go and tell them everything I just said. They will confirm that it's true.
Amen.
God bless you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Try to be as fast as we can tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you. Notice that the Bible said prophecies. Our God is a speaking God. Everything he does is through the instrumentality of his word. His word is creative. His word calls those things that be not as though they were. His word is powerful. That's why everything created is a word. What are you sitting on? Are you here at all? Follow me. I'm going to be very fast this night. What are you sitting on? What is that? A word. Who are you? Human being. What is that? Everything is a word. And the Bible says in the beginning was the word that gave birth to every word. And the word was God. So prophecy is only God revealing his plan, his purpose, his agenda, his will concerning an individual, a family, or a nation, which is to be fulfilled at a specific time on earth. There's no use for prophecy in heaven. There's no use for prophecy in heaven. You can call it revelation when it is in heaven, but when it escapes from heaven to earth, it is prophecy. And Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, this is chapter 1. This is how you open the letter you are writing to your son. He says, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the what? The what? That by them you may wage a good warfare. Warring with prophecies. Warring with prophecies. There are 5 ways a prophecy can come to a person. Number 1, prophecy can come through the word of God. Prophecy can come through the word of God. You can read a scripture and the Spirit of God will illuminate your heart with that scripture. Or you can find something in the word of God and there is a witness in your spirit towards that chapter or that verse. Or you can simply discover the promises of God in his word. The Bible calls it in 2 Peter 1 verse 19. The Bible calls it a more sure word of prophecy. The word of God. So prophecy can come from the word of God. Prophecy can also come from your character. I've said it here before. That your thought will give birth to your words. Your words will give birth to your actions. Your actions will give birth to your habits. Your habits will give birth to your character. And your character predicts your destiny. Is that true? Those of you that follow me very well. So, assuming a kind of lifestyle is already speaking into your future. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your character can be prophecy. So if you want it to be a prophecy that is favorable to you and in line with the word of God, you have to live it. That is the reason why God called Abraham. He said, for I have made you a father of many nations. So I want you to live with this mentality as a father of many nations. Before you even see it fulfilled, live with that mentality, because your character can predict your destiny. The Bible says, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. Have you seen people who complain a lot? That's already a character. You hardly see anything good around them. You hardly see good news around their life. And they will tell you that their excuse is that they are trying to be logical. Let's be realistic. Continue in your realistic world, as it were. Why did the Bible say, let the weak say, I am strong? Why? Because your character can be prophecy. So you have to act it to see it. Are you hearing me? You have to act it. When God tells you, I will make you a kingdom millionaire, I will make you a kingdom financier. You live with the mindset. You act like it. If you are going to be a kingdom financier, you don't beg from people. The scripture says you shall lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. So you have to live in such a way that you don't live and reduce yourself from your prophecy. You have to live with a character that suits that which God has told you. Are you hearing me? Number three, by which prophecy can come? Your family. Where you come from is prophecy. Any limitation or any blessing, as it were, that is entrenched in your family can be a prophecy over your life. That is the reason why, you see, our God is transgenerational in his dealings. That is the pattern you find about God all through scripture. That's why the Bible calls him a covenant keeping God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and God is interested in family. So anything that has existed in the family, if it is a limitation or it is a blessing, can be prophecy for you. If it is a limitation, then you have to change it by introducing another prophecy. There's never a time in scripture that God introduced a man to his generation and God did not talk about his family. This is how you always see it. So person, the son of this, the son of this, the son of this. Why is he interested in your ancestry? Why does he talk about your history? Because you can't talk about your future, you can't talk about destiny if you don't understand predestination, where you are coming from. The Bible said, now Jephthah was a mighty man of valor, but he was the son of a harlot. Now Naaman was a mighty man of valor, the commander of the army of Syria, but he was a leper. You remember the curse that Elisha gave to Gehazi? He said, the leprosy of Naaman will not depart from you and your... It's in the family. In scripture, in Genesis chapter 49, the Bible tells us that Jacob was blessing his sons and was prophesying over them, shaping their tribes that they will bring forth, or that they will give birth to. He was addressing Reuben, but he was not just addressing Reuben, he was addressing a tribe. When he got to one of his sons called Gad, he said, Gad, a troop shall overtake him, but he shall overcome at last. Now the word troop there in Hebrew is the same as the word legion in Greek. So many years later, thousands of years later, the Bible says Jesus was crossing over, the sea, and he got to a place called Gadarenes. Is that true? And the Bible said, who did he meet there? He met a man that was possessed with legions. A troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at last. And then several generations later, it seems as though the powers of darkness decided to use that tribe as their weapon for manifestation. Your family can be prophecy. So before you say you want to get a job, you just graduated from school, you want to just go and apply and get a job, or you just want to get married, before you make any transitional moment in your life, if you have not done it before, do it now. Go and check the history of your family. Because the Bible says, I've set you these days over kingdom and nations. He was speaking to a prophet. This is the ministry of the prophetic. To pull down and to uproot. To tear down and to destroy. Then to plant and to build. So spiritually, you don't just start planting. No. You don't just start building. You must excavate the wrong and faulty foundations. That's why you are in Christ. Don't say if a man be in Christ is a new creature. Yes, that's your spirit. But your flesh came from that family. And Satan has a legal hold over you. And let me tell you one thing with legal... Satan, when you begin to interface with higher spirits, not demons, spirits in the kingdom of darkness, they can be so legalistic. That's why you keep praying and binding that spirit. But after you bind and sleep, it will come and sleep with you and go. Is it that he didn't hear Jesus from your mouth? Not demons, spirits. Demons are, those ones are ground troops. And if you must rise in this life for the kingdom, a time will come where demons will not bother you. The people that will be disturbing you will be principalities and powers. That's why some of you have encountered before, some of you, not all of you, but you may have encountered it before, that there were seasons where you began to pray and pray intensely. And all of a sudden, instead of you to be enjoying things from heaven, you started interfacing with warfare, battles, all kinds of spirits that are appearing to you. That's because you have risen to a point in the spirit. Your prayer has raised a signal. And this signal is above the realm of the earth where demons operate. So principalities and powers are the ones that will look for you. Who is that person that wants to rise in this territory? In 2018, I was praying like that, and the Lord spoke to me and said, walk around this city. Don't try it. Something wrong will happen to you. Except God tells you. God said, use your two leg and walk around. So every day I'll fast and pray for hours, and then in the evening I'll start walking and cover one distance. I remember when I walked from here to Baga Road and covered that distance. When I get there, I'll enter Napep and come back home. The next day, go again. After the fifth day in the night, I was praying and a spirit appeared to me. Appeared to me wearing black. I saw the spirit and Jesus left my mouth. You know, just the way you have the presence of God, and if an angel comes, you will sense the presence. There are evil spirits like that. You will sense the evil, the darkness they came with. He came and appeared to me and was looking at me like this, physically. So, by the grace of God, when you see something like this sustained for 5 years, you must know that there are battles that have been fought. Your family. But today, everything evil in your bloodline that has been speaking against your life and your destiny, some of you, it is actually what has manipulated certain habits around you. Have you seen families where almost everybody is a drunkard, and the last person who is a Christian, his friends are drunkards? Have you seen that? Sometimes these patterns can operate as habits. I've seen families where nobody in that family knows how to manage finance. There's a spirit of a devourer in that family. But today, in the name of Jesus, every evil thing speaking against you from your family will fall down. I say it will fall down and be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, we annul every curse. We annul every evil prophecy. We annul every evil pattern from your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prophecy can come from your family. Number four, your enemies too can prophesy over you. You see, why the Bible calls there, the Bible says there are false prophets. Is that not true? So when we say the prophetic prophecy, we are not just talking about the divine alone. Satan has soothsayers. He has enchanters. Remember Balaam. Bela called Balaam. He said, come and curse these people for me. He said, I know you. Anything you say will stand. Because Balaam was an unusual kind of prophet. He can tap into divine frequency and pick from God. And he knew the things to do in witchcraft to tap into another spirit. So, you know, he was a business prophet. He looked for gain. So, if God was not speaking to him and people came to him, he will use witchcraft. He was a diviner and at the same time a man of God. That is why holiness and purity is a very strong force if you must do ministry. Once you begin to corrupt your stream, all of a sudden you have legally introduced some spirits into your realm. They will begin to speak to you and you think he's the Holy Ghost. I remember a friend of ours many years ago, we used to pray together. She used to have strange kind of visions, powerful visions. This girl was so mighty in the prophetic. She can see that time before you come for prayer, you have to confess your sins and wash yourself with the blood 7 times. Like Naaman washed himself with the blood of Jesus. Are you hearing me? And because when you come, she will pick it. If you went to your girlfriend's house the day before, she would tell you and tell you the color of that cloth. You know what? A time came, something happened, I don't know what happened, but she started having encounters with evil spirits and started prophesying all kinds of nonsense, that attachment is a sin, withdrawal is a sin. That's why, as a minister, holiness and purity, you don't compromise it. Your enemies. So Balaam called, Balak called Balaam, say, come and curse them for me. God knows that the words of the enemy can also be powerful, because they understand power. That's the reason why the Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 verse 23, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither any divination against Israel. God will not say that if the prophecy of the enemy cannot come to pass. If you hang around the wrong people, people who hate you, and they keep saying all kinds of evil against you, sooner or later, if you don't operate with a superior mindset and cast down those strongholds, those imaginations, sooner or later, you will find yourself walking there. I know young ladies who grew up with people who were their stepmother, and the woman said, you'll never amount to anything good in life. You will never, no good man will marry you. And many years later, she couldn't even get married. Now, finally, she got married and the husband is a drunkard. She never knew before she got married. Why? There was an evil prophet speaking over her life over time. That's why the Bible says, open your mouth and I will fill it. It says, as I hear you say, so will I do. It says, you shall decree a thing. God encourages us to keep speaking. Because when you keep speaking, you are bringing the word of God that has been spoken over you to manifest. You know the parables Jesus gave, he said that the seed was the word, isn't it? And while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. So if you are not speaking the word of God over your destiny, another enemy is speaking something else. Do you know whether as we are here, whether there are a group of witches somewhere now with my picture, calling my name and saying all kinds of incantation, I must die. Ah! But the Bible tells me in Jeremiah chapter 20, he said, nevertheless, my enemies shall be destroyed. Look for that scripture. It talks about enemy. Jeremiah 20. Just look for it for me. The Bible says, as a fleeting sparrow and a flying swallow. Proverbs 26 verse 2. It says, so a causeless cause shall not stand. Isaiah 8 verse 10. Speak the word and it shall not stand. Take counsel and it shall come to naught. For our God is with us. They can keep doing vigil till tomorrow. I will keep rising higher. Because my Bible tells me the path of a just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. And can I declare over your life? I'm angry in my spirit this night. Any witch that has been speaking against you or over you, with or without your knowledge, as long as you are under the sound of my voice, let the fire of God destroy them now. I said, let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sit down briefly. You know, I heard from a man of God that the Bible says, Jesus said, when your enemies slap you on one cheek, when they slap you on one cheek, he said, turn the other side. He said, Jesus didn't say turn the other cheek. He said turn the other side, not the other cheek. He said the other side. Two sides of God. 1 John 4 verse 7 and 8. Listen. The Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for God is love. And anyone that is born of God knows God, for God is love. That's one side of God. But Hebrews 12, 29 says our God is a consuming what? Sometimes you need to turn that part. Psalms 97 verse 3. It says, a fire goeth from before him and burns his enemies on every side. Psalm 68 verse 1 and 2. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them flee from before him. As smoke is driven by the wind, so drive them away. And as wax melt before the fire, so let those that hate God perish at his presence. If you do the kind of work I do, you have to be in love with scripture, so, because that's your weapon. That's how you fight. And then finally, prophecy can come through your prophet or your man of God. Because God will always send a man in a season to your life as a proof of divine visitation. The blessing will come from God, but it must come through a human vessel. The Spirit of God would have descended on Jesus anytime, but he had to go to be baptized by John the Baptist. And tonight, I believe I came as a prophet to somebody. Not to everybody, but just to somebody. 6 things that can hinder your prophecy from being fulfilled. Very quickly, and we'll pray. Number one, diabolic activities. Diabolic activities. Satanic activities. Brothers and sisters, of course you know already that there's a devil existing. And the Bible informed us very well, properly, to know that this devil is our adversary. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. It said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil. It didn't say the adversary of God. No. It said your adversary, your enemy, the devil, Satan himself. Once you are a man, he's the one that resists you. He's the one that tries to do everything to hinder you from progressing. He's always, the Bible says, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan will not stop until he totally destroys and annihilates a man. But in the name of Jesus, I speak preservation over your life. I said, I speak preservation over your life. Jesus said, but I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Diabolic activities, satanic wickedness. 1 John 5:19, he said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Let me tell you the truth. If I said this was wrong, I'll be lying to you. Wickedness is real. Wickedness is real. Some of you have been under the covering for long. So you don't know what is happening around. Oh, that God will open your eyes to see how Satan is dissecting and destroying families. You know he doesn't have any business again. He knows he will be destroyed anyway. He knows he will be judged anyway. So the Bible says that the devil has come down to you with wrath. Revelation 12. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. He said, for the devil has come down to you with wrath because he knows that he has a short time. So within that short time, let's destroy everybody. But in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. This night, the Spirit of God raises a standard in your life over the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Listen, don't play with every of these declarations I'm doing. They are prophecies. Don't play with them. I'm not just declaring. I'm seeing before declaring. There will be no time to prophesy to everybody. So if I see something, I'll just take a prophetic declaration and release it. And as you catch it, the angels of God go to work. Satanic activities. Psalm 7 verse 9, he says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish thou the just. Verse 11, he says, the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Powers, occultic powers, witchcraft. Some of you don't believe because they gave birth to you in the city. You went to Montessori private school. So secondary school, university, now you are here. All your life has just been ice cream and honey. Wait, when God told the children of Israel, he said, I'm taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Did they see honey there? Did they see milk there? What did they see when they got there? Giants. Amen. Some of you live, you never had touch with the village, so you don't know what wickedness is like. And that's the reason why this delay in your life that you think is ordinary, you are blaming it on the situations around you. You don't know that there is a man of God told me this, that he was in his family house and another man of God came to visit. This man of God is a prophet. Another man of God came to visit the family. And when he was to leave, they called everybody in the family and said, "Come, oh, man of God is going, oh, let him pray for everybody." And when this prophet came out, because a prophet is not without honor, except in his home. When he came out, his eyes opened. When he looked at the man, he saw Kogi State and he saw a chain on the man's leg down to Kogi State. He asked the man, "Please, sir, do you know anything that has to do with Kogi State?" The man said, "I'm from Kogi State." He said, "Thank you, sir." That's the man I want to pray for them. That's why, you see, that zeal, that fire, that zeal of ministry that is charging you, you want to jump. Wait first. Deal with foundations. Deal with satanic entrenchment. If not, Satan will make a mockery out of your life. When you hear fathers of faith say that the Bishop Oyedepo, before, when God gave him the mandate, they fasted and prayed for 2 years. Same thing with Dr. Paul Enenche. You see, they give so much time to preparation as if they will not do the ministry. Because if you don't settle what is on the ground level, you can't go high. The depth of a foundation determines the height of the building on it. The Jesus said, any man that wants to build a tower should sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to sponsor it to the finish, lest he gets to a point and he's out of resources and it becomes a mockery on him. Before you start out in destiny, you must understand the tools that are needed to generate enough spiritual energy that will drive you to where you are going to. Satanic activities. I met a lady. I don't know whether she's following online now, so I won't mention her name. She stumbled on our videos, some of our videos online, and began to listen. I don't know how she got my number and called. This lady gave her life to Christ, and about a year after she gave her life to Christ, when she was very young, she traveled to the United States. God opened the door and she traveled there. She stayed there for 21 years. Is that not long enough time to be a citizen? But she came back to Nigeria, not just back to Nigeria, back to the village with nothing, not even a husband, nothing. I met her. How do you pray that for that kind of person? Nobody should deceive you. Wickedness is real. Wickedness is real. Somebody somewhere is looking for blood and he hopes that is your blood. Somebody somewhere is trying to bring satanic entrenchment around a family and they hope that they will catch you in the radar. But this night, God will arrest the activities of the enemy in your life. Time will fail me to share testimonies. Diabolic activities can hinder prophecy from being fulfilled. One of the reasons why the children of Israel were in Egypt, God spoke to Moses in Genesis chapter 15. To Abraham in Genesis 15 and said, "Know that your descendants will sojourn in a land for 400 years. Because the inhabitants of Canaan," he said, "I will wait for their sin to be full. Then I will vomit them out of the land and bring your descendants after 400 years. 400 years later, they were still in captivity. Why? Because the Bible said there was a king over Egypt. His name was Pharaoh. And in Ezekiel chapter 31, the Bible spoke about the spirit that controlled the throne of Pharaoh. He said, the serpent in the river. Witchcraft. Manipulations. Occultic. Diabolic. All kinds. Necromancy. Sorcery. Divination. I'm not saying this for you to be scared, but it's for your awareness. And the higher you rise in destiny, the more you begin to interface with these kinds of things. But this night God will give us victory. Number two, things that can hinder prophecy from being fulfilled. Ignorance. Ignorance. Psalms 82, verse 5. They know not, neither do they understand. And they walk in darkness, and the foundations of the earth is out of course. Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? They know not. The reason why there is chaos is because they know not, neither do they understand. Do you know what is written about you? Do you know what God has written about your family? There's a curse in the family. Okay. But before a curse, there was a blessing. Because that family was not sculptured and created by Satan. It was God that created that family in eternity. And the Bible says he blessed everything he created. You need to press into heaven and find out, what did God say over my family? Because the Bible says, he who God has blessed, no one can curse. Blessings override curses. Ignorance. Ignorance about your prophetic destiny. Ignorance about your prophetic word. Ignorance about who God has made you to be. Even ignorance about how to engage to bring about the manifestation. Just because God said, I will make you a millionaire, doesn't mean that was the end of the message. Go back and ask him how. Mary said, how shall these things be? Ask him how. Ignorance. Ignorance. In fact, the greatest darkness in the realm of men is the darkness of ignorance. When a man is beclouded by the darkness of ignorance, he will help the devil destroy himself. He has created a wireless system. You know this mic I'm using, They call it a wireless mic, isn't it? The receiver is somewhere, several meters away. So no matter how I walk around this hall, I can still keep using it. So when a man allows ignorance to invade his life, ignorance about the word of God, ignorance about prayer, ignorance about the things of the spirit, ignorance about his prophetic destiny, ignorance about divine engagements to bring to pass the things that God has said, he has created a wireless system for the devil. The devil will not need to visit him again. He can stay in Atlantic Ocean and just remote him, because he will perish in his ignorance. It's a bad thing to be ignorant. My people perish not because of lack of prayer. There are people that can pray and pray and pray and there's no answer. You know why? Because their prayer is lacking of the wisdom and the knowledge of God to engage to bring about the fulfillment of destiny. The strength of your prayer is according to the amount of revelation that it is armed with. There's something called spiritual intelligence. You need to understand how to interface with God in prayer. It's not just to go and cry. That's why it's not every prayer that God answers. He hears prayer. Oh, thou that hears prayer. But it's not every prayer he answers. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You need to understand the word of God. You need to understand what God says about you. You need to know the provisions that make for your victory. The provisions that you use in the time of spiritual warfare. How do I deal with witchcraft? How do I deal with necromancy? If somebody is targeting me with an arrow, or if I'm fighting in a season of my life, invisible battles, how do I fight? Lay your right hand on your head. Say in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the power of ignorance over my life in the name of Jesus. Bring down your hand. To take a territory, there is a wisdom. To break into financial explosion. I'm not talking about this little miracle that somebody will just give you. Somebody just, no. I'm not talking about hand-to-mouth miracle, no. Sufficient for the day is the trouble thereof. Give us this day our daily bread. No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one that changes your status. God will need to reveal to you It can't come to you when you are ignorant. It is in the place of prayer that you wait to receive revelation. He said, he giveth thee power to get wealth. That power is a wisdom from God that overrides the natural limitations of men. So that the same thing people are doing, you will do. But you will see a different level of prosperity. The Bible says in Genesis 26 verse 12 that Isaac sowed in that land and he reaped a hundredfold in a dry land in the midst of famine. No rain had fallen, but Isaac sowed in that land and he reaped a hundredfold and the Lord blessed him. Wait, if you farm in dry season, that's foolishness, first of all. So you are not even supposed to get any harvest. But the Bible says he didn't just get a harvest. He got a hundredfold harvest and the Lord blessed him. 13. And the man began to prosper and prospered and became very great, very prosperous. Why? Because God gave him an intelligence. God told him how to dig the ground and look for water from the ground. All the rain that has been falling, where did they go to? And Isaac began to dig the ground, and irrigation farming began there. God will tell you something to do. You need to ask God, what must I do? What must I do? That man asked Paul and Barnabas, what must I do to be saved? Because ignorance is the excuse of a lazy man. Alright? Ignorant people are actually, most times, lazy. They are not ready to take responsibility. But when you are ready to take responsibility for your destiny, you begin to inquire from the Lord, what do I do? How do I come out of this mess? I'm in debt. What is the mystery? What is the strategy in the kingdom that can bring me out of this debt? Will I just keep paying this debt all through this year? My salary, I can't enjoy it, and I can't tithe because of this debt. And when you don't tithe, it's anti-covenant practice. God does not bless the remaining. And that's the reason why the whole year round, your financial cycle is the same. God, how do I come out of this? You know something, Bishop? Let me tell you something. April 20th, when my mom died, 2020, the Spirit of God, do you hear God when your mother died? You enter into depression. When they called me and told me my mother was dead, I sat on my chair ready for counseling that day. It was on a Monday. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the Spirit of God spoke to me clearly. He said, give me everything that is in your account. Wait, your mother just died. Give me everything that is your account. God, you decrease. Huh? Everything that was. And I did that. And God said, two things have happened. Today, I've pulled you out of depression, shame, and reproach. Number two, I've brought you into strange wealth. We went back to bury the woman. After we buried her, that period, in the midst of burial and mourning, a door opened for me. And God connected me with a lady from the United States. They said she wanted to call me. She called me. When they put it on video call, when I saw her, I said, who is so person? She said, this person. Who is this person? This person. I'm hearing this name. She started shouting. From that one person, an international door opened. And from that time, every month, dollars comes to me. Every month. Every month. That was COVID. There's something God will tell you to do. The Bible says, they that sow in tears. Even if all the witches in Borno State gang up together, me, it's too late to be broke. It's too late. There's something stronger than all of them put together that supports it. And I know it. And on the strength of that knowledge, I'm prophesying over you, that by the hand of God, may there be a mysterious overturning in your life that will shift you to financial increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sit down. After that time, many other doors began to open. Many doors began to open. Foreign blessings. And then the time came when somebody flew in from the UK. To Abuja, flew from Abuja to Maiduguri, came to my house in the morning and gave me pounds sterling and flew back to Lagos. There's something you must know. There's something you must know. It's not just sowing seeds. There's something you must know. And this night, God will supply that knowledge. Quickly, number three, the spirit of delay can hinder prophecy. The spirit of delay can hinder prophecy. Delay is a mystery, yet delay is a reality. It's a spiritual reality that people can be hindered when it is their time, their set time for something. It's called delay, delay, delay. I believe that there are spirits that sponsor this in the life of people. God spoke in Genesis to Abraham, they will stay for 400 years. But the Bible says they came out after 430 years. Delay. Somebody say delay. Delay fought Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. Can I show you? You don't believe me? I will not come here and say nonsense. So before I come here, everything I say here is proven. Delay fought our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason why when it was time for him to come on earth, many of you don't know, but theologically it has been proven that between Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament, and Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament, were 400 years. 400, not 40, 400, 400, 400, generations upon generations, 400. And they call these years the blind ages. Reason is because they said that God never spoke to any human being. 400 years. God forbid. The word of God is light, I've told you. So imagine when God does not speak for 400 years. Because the coming of the Messiah was near. So that this spirit of delay can be dealt with, God had to arrest two people in the place of prayer and intercession for many years before the coming of Jesus. The Bible spoke of a man in Luke chapter 2. His name was Simeon. The Bible says he was a very old man, but full of the Holy Ghost. Wait, Jesus had not died. The Holy Ghost has not come on people. But the man prayed so much that he tapped into what was in the next dispensation. He was in the law, but he tapped into the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that God promised him. He prayed till God promised him that you will not see death. Whether witches fire arrow at you, whether wizards call your name, whether they call your name in the shrine in the village, you will not see death until you see the Lord's Christ. Another woman, the Bible called her Anna, a prophetess. Wait, she was not from a tribe where prophets came from. There was no prophet that was recorded to have come out from the tribe of Asher. The woman got married in her youth, in her virginity. Enjoying her marriage, 7 years later, the husband died. And the Bible says when the husband died, she gave herself to prayer and intercession. Every day she will come to the temple and pray. I told you my calculation. She prayed about 52 years. Because she was 84 at that time. Now you see youths of 25, they can't pray. They can't stand 1 hour of prayer. They can't stand 30 minutes. Let's do marathon prayer. I think we need to do another marathon this year. 12 hours. That's how we'll open that place when we move there. That's how any new house I enter, that's how I open the house. 12 hours of tongues. To tell the demons in the atmosphere and the if they buried any cow there, just remain there. Amen. I didn't say do it though, I just said this is how I do. This is how I win, win, win. This is how I win. That's how me I do my own. This is how I win, win, win. This is how I win. That's how I do it. Pay for a new house. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Enter. When everybody goes, close the door. Marokota bakas kambra takila bakai katoa. I came as a representative of the Most High. Somebody said delay. Anna, the Bible said, had to pray. These two people, they had to pray and intercede for the coming of Jesus. Another proof to you, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 5, he began to speak about warfare from verse 4. And then in verse 5, he said that every battle of a warrior, King James translation, every battle of a warrior is with confused noise and with garments rolled in blood. But this shall be for the burning of fuel and fire. This is a scenario of warfare, of battle. Then the next verse, verse 6, what did he say? Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. If there was no warfare, so to give birth to destiny, to bring to birth things that are written about you in the realm of the spirit, there must be warfare. Every battle of the warriors with confused noise, that's tongues, that's praying in tongues. Every battle of the warriors with confused noise. Somebody say delay. We are going to pray against delay today. We will lambast it today. Even you know you prayed today. Are you ready to pray? The fourth thing that can hinder prophecy is prayerlessness. I don't think I need to talk about that. Let someone begin to cry here now. Prayerlessness. You see, when I started my journey as a believer, I didn't like to pray. I hated prayer and fasting. I hated those two things. Let's do any other thing but to pray and fast. I hated it. I hated it so bad that I used to run from it. I remember one time we went for vigil, myself and my spiritual father and a few friends. And as soon as they woke us up, we had slept before that time. By 1 a.m. they woke us up. As they woke us up, I went to the altar to pray. The next time I opened my eyes, it was around 5 when they woke me up again. They said the prayer is over. And as soon as they said the prayer is over, I was looking for the mat. Say, these 4 hours I slept, it was not too sweet because I slept on the altar with tiles. Where is that mat? And one of my friends, his name is Jephthah. We finished praying and went to sleep. He kept praying till 8 a.m. when I woke up. When I went back home, I had to sit down and advise myself. I say, is this how you will continue? Eh? Is this how you will continue? It was from that day that I decided this prayer thing will die here. So I raised my bed up and put it towards the wall. I say, it's either me or my destiny. And began to pray and began to pray and began. Those days when we were in school, every night prayer, even in the cold, every night prayer. You are praying, cold is entering your ear. You are, every day, every night, prayer. I didn't know God would call me to do this. I was just doing that to support my destiny and to partner with what God will do. Some of those prayer meetings will come, you remember now. Deliverances happened there. All kinds of things happened. We're praying one of those nights in 2017. February, remember those 17 days, 2 hours every night. We're praying there and I stood up from my chair, a stool, and a lady sat on that chair and God dissolved cancer from her body. She had been booked for surgery. Nobody knew. We didn't know. She waited for 1 week to be sure that she was healed. And then she came and told me in RCF tent, when we're entering for service, this is what happened. I said, what? This prayer, we go die here. It takes prayer to fulfill prophecy. It takes prayer. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It didn't say pastors. It didn't say apostle. It didn't say man of God. Men ought always to pray. I remember one morning those days, I've not gotten admission then, we're in the house. Myself and my younger sister, my father went out in the morning and we're there having breakfast and watching the TV. And then we had a knock on the door. As I opened the door, 2 women and 1 baby, the baby was jerking, gasping for life. And she threw the baby on me. Say, where is daddy? I said, daddy has gone out. Say, my baby is about to die. I said, gen. I was helping myself with breakfast. I took that baby and went to the altar. Parokotos kapanta kapragega. Ebrakos kaparakata kalaka. The baby came back to normal. I'm telling you, it was jerking with some, foam coming out of the mouth. I've seen things so. prayer that thou mightest with them war a good warfare. And you know what? For every stage of destiny, there's a volume of prayer that is needed. There's a volume of prayer that is needed to activate it, to bring it to pass, to cause it to manifest. Just because you saw in your dream people dashing your money doesn't mean it is done. No, you need to pray it into manifestation, because between heaven and earth there are blockages, there are the roadblocks. The devil knows how to divert. Somebody say, you know, they used to say delay is not denial. It's not true. If you delay the person and he dies in delay, is that not denial? Say delay is not denial. Who told you? Number 5, irresponsibility. We're about to pray. Irresponsibility is another thing that can hinder prophecy. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms. And what will happen? It says, so shall your customized poverty, so shall your, Abi, sir, so shall your, God forbid, say God forbid, so shall your, a young man who is 25 years has graduated and is still living in his father's house. I left my father's house when I was 25. And it's not that he's there, at least he's productive there. There are some people that once they leave the house, there is problem. He's there and he's a burden. Irresponsibility. There's nothing that cripples the life of a man like that. When you are not willing to take responsibility, when you are not ready to engage necessary actions. The leper said, why sit we here till we die? If we sit here, we die. If we go to the city, there's famine, we die. He said, the best is let us go to the camp of the enemies. Perhaps they will spare us. Life is all about taking risk. If you don't take risk, you will not see victory. There are times you have to damn the consequences and take the risk and discover that there was no consequence attached to the risk. There was only a blessing. It's called faith. It's not called risk. You have to step out. You pray, my destiny helpers locate me. Amen. And then you sit down in your house waiting for them to come from Monday to Saturday. Thank you. We prophesy, miracle job. Amen. And your CV has not gone to any organization in the past 6 months. You are waiting for an angel to come and photocopy the CV and take it, because you paid the angel. You paid the angel, eh? Irresponsibility. You must do something about your life. You must do something about where you are. You must be angry with the spot where the enemy has tied you. You know, God spoke to me and told me to tell us today to beware of complaining and murmuring. Irresponsible people complain and murmur. That's all they do. You stay in the house and you're always complaining. Why they bought me for this house, sir? This house is so poverty. Which day we go chop better food? You were complaining when you were 9 years. Now you are 29 years. You are joining them to complain. You do something about it. Get up. The Bible says, establish thou the works of our hands. The works. There's something God must bless. Oh, you heard me said, God connected me with people overseas. And they're sending money. You think it's just free like that? Do you know how many lives have been impacted around the world? Do you know how many destinies are changing? Where these messages get to? Do you know the shift that happens? So that's enough reward. But don't just think that you just stay there and sow your seed and you are just waiting for miracle to fall from the sky. Nothing like that. You must do something about it. The grace of God is waiting on your willingness. The Bible says you have the will. The Spirit gives the grace. And then finally, sin. Sin can hinder the fulfillment of prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 4 to 6. One of the things that stopped the children of Israel or delayed them was sin. They didn't just stay in Egypt. They became used to the lifestyle of Egypt. And they began to walk in sin. When you read Ezekiel chapter 4 from verse 4 to 5 to 6, it speaks about God laying the iniquity of the house of Israel and the house of Judah over Ezekiel. He told him to lie on one side and pray. For how many days? He said, I will lay their iniquity on you. 390 days for the house of Israel. He said, lie on the other side and pray. And I will lay on you the iniquity of the house of Judah. 40 days. Mathematics, 390 plus 40 is what? Is what? 430. How many years did they spend in captivity? 430. Why? Iniquity is there. Sin. Psalm Isaiah 59. He said, the hand of the Lord is not too short that he will deliver thee. Neither is his ears deaf that he hear you. He said, but your iniquity has separated you. Sin. When you know that God has a glorious destiny for you, there are compromises you don't make. Because the strength of the devil will be based on certain compromises in your life. You know that God has called you as a prophetess. You know that God has called you as a mighty vessel. There are things you don't do. Other people may do it, it's not sin. But for you, it is sin. There are places you don't put your hand into. I hope you know, even in ministry now, there is a diabolic side of it. There are places in this country you can go and wash your eyes and you'll be seeing visions. No need to fast. Just go there. They wash your eyes. When you come back, you'll be seeing everybody's pants. Forgive me for that, you know. There are places where you go to. I heard one recently that you go and sleep with. You sleep in the same room with a python, a snake, a python, for 3 days and three nights. If you come out from that room alive, the prophetic will open for you. I don't want. I better pray. You sleep with death. For real. Yahoo boys, what are they doing? Tell you to eat your poo with bread because you need money. God forbid. Ladies, as you are saying God forbid, better scan every guy that is coming, you know, because these days now they don't enter church. Flashy people. One of my senior minister friends told me after one of his services, one young man came to see him. He brought a big sack, backo sack, full of money, 200 naira notes, minted. Seed for the man of God. As he wanted to pray for him, the Holy Spirit said, don't pray for him. Ask him, what does he do? And the guy began to dance around. He said, please take your money and go. God bless you. You take that money, your eyes in the spirit will be shut. You take that money and they exchange your destiny. Sin. Do you know why people fall into wrong hands? Sometimes it's because of sin. Sin, 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 sin. See, it has a way of attracting you to people of iniquity. Proverbs 1 verse 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy presence? He that hath a clean hand and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor swore. You don't know why the Holy Ghost is preventing you from some things. Because you are the only hope. You are the savior. The only deliverer of that family. The last one was killed in the previous generation. And now God is putting all kinds of consecrations around your life. You don't know why. You want to just live anyhow. Maybe 2-3 years from now, I will share with some of you. I will share with us. Some temptations have crossed. I can't share it now. You will not pray. You will just go home and be thinking. 2-3 years from now. Are you ready to pray? But if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Oh God, answer us today. Stand on your feet. We are going to pray. But thou, O Lord,
are the shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, are the shield for me. My glory and lifter up of my head. Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting
my head. We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting my head. One more time. We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting
my head.
The Bible says in Psalms 102 verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. You put your name there as you pray. For her time of favor, yea, her set time has come. I want you to turn that scripture to prayer. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Jonathan, for his time of favor, yea, his set time has come. Open your mouth and pray. Yeah.
Hey, we pray. Are we ready to pray? We are going to pray tonight, and heaven will respond. Listen to me. Everything that God has designed and prepared that belongs to you must come to you after today. The Bible says, listen to me. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. To life and godliness. Life here on earth. All things. Prosperity. Health. Every good thing. And godliness. Your walk with God. 1 Corinthians 3:21, it says, all things are yours. Luke chapter 14 verse 17, the man prepared a banquet and he sent his servants to those he invited. He said, come, for all things are ready. How many of you are ready to take all things that belongs to you? Good. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Everything good.
Everything good.
That belongs to me.
That belongs to me.
I receive it by faith.
I receive it by faith.
I take it by force.
I take it by force.
I receive it by faith.
I receive it by faith.
I take it by force.
And I take it by force.
I receive it by faith.
I receive it by faith.
And I take it by force.
And I take it by force.
Open your mouth and roar. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus. Then we pray. Now we are going to engage some forces. We are going into warfare now. Say after me, every force that has tied down my life,
that has tied down my life
and destiny, I break loose and I break free
from it
in the name of Jesus.
Did he hear
what I told you to pray? Every force, listen, for some of you, tie down your finances. For some of you, tie down your destiny. You know what God has said about you, but it seems like anytime you want to step out to fulfill it, all hell breaks loose. Every force that has tied down your life and destiny, break loose and break free from it now. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I got the
Just lift your hands where you are. Just lift your hands. Briefly, just listen and lift your hands before we continue praying. Briefly, I just see chains falling apart. Chains, chains, chains. I destroy those chains by fire. I break those chains by fire. Every chain of darkness, every fetters of iron that has tied down your destiny, your finance, tied down your ministry. Anyone that wants to step out or do something successful in your family, they are met with resistance. I break those chains now.
Amen.
I break those chains now.
Amen.
I break them now.
Amen.
I break them now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we pray some more? The fire of God is burning in this place. There will be deliverance is happening now. There are deliverances happening now. Every satanic spell, every satanic enchantment that was spoken from the coven of darkness, I don't care how long it has existed, I annul it now. I annul it now. I command the chains of darkness be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are deliverances happening already. Every chain of darkness that has tied down the finances of your family, I crush that chain now. I crush that chain now. I crush it now. We thank you for lifting. We thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
We thank you for lifting.
My head.
Hallelujah. Listen, the power of God is everywhere. I'm telling you, God is touching people now. Repeat after me. Say powers of violation.
Powers of violation.
Now, calm down. Let me explain something to you. Calm down. These prayers, I didn't read it in a book. It was in long seasons of prayer and travail that the Spirit of God will show me a mystery. And then what I saw is what I coined into a prayer and prayed it. That's why I'm leading you to pray it now. Do you know that there are powers from hell that violate the destinies and the lives of people? For instance, when a spirit is molesting an individual in the dream, that spirit is working under what I call powers of violation. Then there are powers of robbery. The thief cometh not, but to what?
Steal.
Robbery. You know, stealing is they take it, they take what is yours without your knowing. Robbery is they take it by force. Many people's jobs have been collected. Many people's life partners have been taken. But today, those powers are going down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm seeing now? I'm seeing documents in the spirit realm. I don't see these visions often. I'm seeing documents.
being retrieved. I see. In fact, I see a particular document. Listen, I see a document inside a brown envelope that is very old, and it was kept in a very dark place. Father, whoever is connected to that envelope, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I command divine escape. I command divine recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. Just help them. Anyone that goes under the anointing, just help them. Say after me, powers of violation
and robbery
using my seed. Hey, one more thing. Listen. Listen, forgive me for sounding very vivid, but let me just tell you, this is the truth, especially for men. If a man goes to sleep, this is a spiritual reality, believe it, because the seed of a man, that is your sperm, it represents all that concerns you. It's an embodiment of your destiny. Are you hearing me? The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the what? The head. So listen, there are spirits that come in the dream of a man, and then they come in form of women. However they come, you just wake up, or the individual just wake up and discover that he has released. You understand what I mean? You know what has happened? Robbery. They just stole something from you. They just stole a breakthrough, because they can use your seed to manipulate. Are you hearing me? In the realm of, listen to me, listen everywhere, listen. The realm of the spirit is a real world, though, like this world. You know, in this world, they have laboratory. If a couple cannot get pregnant, there's a way they can do it. What do they call that thing? IVF. They take the sperm of a man, they take the egg of the woman, and go to a lab and mix it and put it there. There are laboratories like that in the spirit realm. Just don't wait for scripture. I'm telling you reality. There are laboratories like that. There are people's seeds. The semen that belongs to some men that has been stolen and kept there. That's the reason why when you try to go forward, you keep coming back. Every time you try to go forward, anytime you wake up to begin to pray, you go to sleep and here they come again. That's the power of violation and robbery. It must fall down flat tonight. Now, do you understand before we pray? Say after me, powers of violation.
Powers of violation.
Listen, the power of God will come on some people now as we pray. Alright? Fire, deliverance is going to happen. And there will be release, there will be retrieving. Say after me, powers of violation.
Powers of violation.
And robbery. Using my seed. To manipulate my destiny. Be scattered by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and turn it to pray. Both male and female. After me, powers of household
and territorial wickedness.
There are some people here, you listen, Not every prayer may be meant for you. You understand? But there is at least a prayer for somebody. There are some people here that there are powers from your foundation, your father's house, your mother's house. You know them. Some of you are even afraid to go to your village because you know them. A clan of wizards and sorcerers. Malanga rasko pandre kipa la rokasia. Emperekete kapoto komas kapa. Ifabalo kaila pusapura kata. In the name of Jesus. Listen, before we pray this prayer, I saw a very tall tree. Listen, I saw a tall tree that looked like a palm tree. That looked like a palm tree. Very tall. I saw it falling down. Every strong man from your father's house, from your mother's house, this night they will fall down.
Amen. Amen.
By the judgment of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me, powers of household.
Powers of household.
And territorial wickedness.
And territorial wickedness.
Attacking my life.
Attacking my life.
Be rooted.
Be rooted.
And destroy.
And destroy.
By fire.
By fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be rooted and destroy.
Be rooted and destroy.
Be uprooted and destroy.
Be uprooted and destroy.
By fire.
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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. For your destiny to be fulfilled, God must connect you with helpers. This last prayer and our minister, and then we are done tonight. Say after me, O Lord my Father.
O Lord my Father.
Shout it again.
O Lord my Father.
Shout it again.
O Lord my Father.
Connect me to my helpers.
Connect me to my helpers.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now listen, as you are praying that prayer, you too, you are a helper. You too will be somebody's helper. Are you hearing me? Shout it again, O Lord my Father.
O Lord my Father.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Connect me to my helpers.
Connect me to my helpers.
Connect me to destiny helpers.
Connect me to destiny helpers.
Listen. Do you know that there are some destiny helpers that are customized? They are just for you. Are you hearing me? I have met people that God has blessed through me, and they say, we want to sow to your ministry. I have met people that never asked of the ministry. They say, it's you. You. Those ones are my personal helpers. God will help you. You. Yes. You, my dear. You. God will help you. God is sending help your way. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? connect me to my destiny helpers, the ones customized for my destiny. Wherever they are, connect me to them. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Please lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Just be quiet if you can everywhere. Before I pray, I see the Lord touching 7 people. I see a visitation of fire, fire, fire. 7 of them. There are 7 of them wherever they are. That fire is released into your life and your destiny now. Just help me with them. Help me with them, ushers. If you get them, bring them out. 7 of them. That fire enters your life now. A divine visitation by fire. 7 of them. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Touch. 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 7 of them. Touch. Man or woman, boy or girl. A visitation by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Let the God that answers by fire arise for you. Now lift your hands, everybody. Isaiah 44, verse 25. I want to pray. Lift your hands. Just be still everywhere. The Bible says, who frustrates the token of liars and driveth diviners mad. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand by the apostolic and the prophetic office. I stand as a representative of heaven over this territory. And I declare, every witch, every wizard, every sorcerer, every necromancer, every enchanter, every enchantress, every human satanic agent that has risen to manipulate your destiny, I set them on fire now. I set them on fire now. I set that fire upon now. In the name of Jesus. As a fleeting sparrow and a flying swallow, so a causeless cause will not rest. Every curse over your family, whether by night or by day, generational curses, every yoke that has been placed on any family here by powers of darkness, I command that curse be broken by the blood of Jesus. Be broken by the blood of Jesus. Be broken by the blood of Jesus. Everyone whose destiny has been tied, everyone whose calling and ministry has been tied, everyone whose finances have been tied, you are hardworking, you have done everything that you should do naturally, but something does not just work. In the name of Barakata Pakeskupa, I see fire, 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 fire. Any force that has tied what belongs to you,
I set them on fire now. I set them on fire now. And I release what is yours to you in the name of Jesus. I release what is yours to you in the name of Jesus. I release it now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the forces are breaking. They are breaking. Those forces are breaking. Ancestral forces, witchcraft forces, territorial forces, powers of the deep. I break them now. I break them now. I break them. I break. I break them. 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 And I set them on fire. Fire. Now. Like fire, like rain, let your glory come. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. I see the hand of God coming on at least two young men, yeah. And God says, it's the grace both for wealth and for speed. Is the grace both for wealth and for speed. I see the hand of God coming on two young men. But right now I prophesy to everyone here, let that grace of a double portion rest upon your life today. Rest upon your life today. The grace for kingdom wealth and kingdom speed. Kingdom wealth and kingdom speed. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are standing, the power of God is hitting you and your family. Every faulty foundation is being exhumed. It's being exhumed. It's been uprooted. It's been uprooted. It's been uprooted. The Lord is just showing me a serpent. I'm seeing a serpent right now. I set you on fire. I set you on fire. I set that serpent on fire now. Fire now. Fire now. Bible says there is no wisdom, understanding, or counsel against the Lord. Anything that has been spoken against you for evil, right there where you stand, I reverse it now. I reverse it now. And I pray for you as you stand there with your hands lifted. Let the favor of God like a mantle. Like a mantle, like a mantle, like a mantle. God is saying in my right ear now that there are 14 people that the mantle of favor is resting upon. God is saying to me now on my right ear, there are 14 people that the mantle of favor, where are they, Holy Ghost? Where are they? Where are they? The mantle of favor, the mantle of favor, the mantle of favor. Receive it now. Receive that mantle now. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The favor of God mantle your life from today. The favor of God that sets you up for greatness. The favor of God that caused men to come to you to help you. Receive it right now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Touch that lady for me, the one wearing time black scarf. Black scarf. Look at me, my dear. The power of God is about to come on you. And God is saying to me that He's sending you divine help this season. Receive that grace. Divine help. Divine help. Touch now in the name of Jesus. Let helpers come for you. Arise on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Let your name be glorified forever. And I call forth your destiny helpers.
wherever they are, man or woman, boy or girl, old or young, wherever they are, as long as they are on the surface of the earth, I connect them to you now. Help us that will give you that job you are waiting for. Help us in form of life partners. Help us that to take your destiny, your ministry to another level. I connect you to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now wave your hands and give the Lord praise. Now this one's in front. Lord, I pray and I declare by the fire of your spirit a divine visitation over their families, over their lives, every one of them in front right now. Let your fire penetrate their lives, destroy the works of evil, and bring about an upliftment of grace. An upliftment of grace. An upliftment of grace. An upliftment of grace. Who is grace? Not you. Not you. Grace. 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 And I'm hearing another name, Matthew. 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 Matthew, 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 Matthew. Wave your hands and give the Lord praise. Lord, we thank you tonight. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man, no land should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Very quickly, yes.
Matthew, sir.
Matthew, Matthew, lift your hands there. I see the angel of the Lord standing by you, and I see the Lord placing a garment on you, a white garment. In the name of Jesus, let a fresh grace come upon your life now, now, now. Step into a new season and another level for you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. And that prophetic unction that is inside of your spirit, I stir it to manifest now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes?
Grace.
All of you are grace. I pray for all of you. Let me know who I'm looking for. Thank you, Father. For he is worthy of all. Oh, thank you for your presence. No man. You give glory to himself. All
glory must be to the Lord.
God is saying, release a season of visitation filling with the name Ishaya. That's just what I heard. There may be one or two or more of such here. But God says he's visiting the family of Ishaya. Ishaya.
My mom's brother.
Your mom's brother is Ishaya.
Yes, sir.
Step forward. Father, we call for this divine visitation now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, let every evil that was buried be uprooted and destroyed. Amen. Let the wrongs be corrected. Let the patterns be deleted. Amen. And I declare, grace be released. In the name of Jesus Christ. As well as God is healing people in your family, I'm seeing.
Amen.
I see the Lord taking away affliction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All of you, let me just pray. Yes?
Ishaya, my son.
Ishaya, it's your son name. Okay, all the Ishaya's son name, wherever you are, God is visiting you now.
Amen.
And for one of you, I'm seeing massive deliverance. Because I see chains being loosed. I'm seeing 4, 5 to 6 people. Maybe these are like the number of children in that family or so. But I see chains breaking off the feet of 4, 5 to 6 people. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for all of these graces here. In the name of Jesus, I declare a blessing upon them. Let a new door open for them in the spirit. Do to them as you have determined. Do to them as you have promised. In the name of Jesus. You come. You are a student, right? Come. There's a grace for academic excellence that God wants to put
Amen.
On your life.
Amen.
I don't know the state of your academics now, but I see you having grades of A's and B's.
Amen.
And I release that grace right now, supernaturally.
Amen.
Supernaturally.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. Finally, while we are all standing, if you are here and you are not born again, this is your opportunity before we go. If you are here, you need to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Or you want to rededicate your life. You were born again before, but many things have happened and you probably have backslided. You can feel it. You know that your ways are not right with God. You can feel that dryness around your life. And you want to return to the Lord today, wherever you are. Can you step forward quickly? And as they come, I want you to clap for them because of time. You want to say yes to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Jesus afresh. Or you want to rededicate your life afresh. You have prayed, but it's time for the greatest miracle to happen for you. Wherever you are, please come. God is calling you. Keep clapping. Jesus is calling you. Keep clapping. They are coming. Jesus is calling you. He's calling. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. We say Jesus is the way. Stretch your hands towards them. And if God is still talking to you right now, please join them quickly before we finish the prayer. If the Spirit of God is pricking your conscience now, please join them quickly before we finish the prayer. Salvation is the greatest miracle. It is the only thing that qualifies you to be a partaker of all the prayers you have made. It is what qualifies that your prayer will be answered. And if you are online and you are making this decision with us, please repeat the prayers after me. Those of you in front, put your right hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I repent of my sin. Thank you for saving me. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I am yours, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Keep your right hand on your chest. Father, they have made the decision, and by the confession of their mouth, they are brought into salvation. We declare them born again and we declare their sins forgiven by the authority of your word. They receive that brand new eternal life in their spirit. And I ask that you seal them by your Holy Spirit of promise. Let their lives never remain the same. Help them to serve you all the days of their lives. Bless them mightily in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And inspired by this message and wish to have more messages and updates on our weekly programs, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Telegram, Facebook page, and Twitter at SGNI Pneumatech. Also, feel free to call us for prayers, counseling, and inquiries through the number 091-3444-5336. God bless you. Look around.